Katie Couric's succession to the CBS Evening News anchor desk is complete. Last night, she became the first woman to solo anchor a nightly network newscast in the U.S., NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
I'm Katie Couric. Tonight, it was the first front in the war on terror.
It's safe to say that this debut was the most breathlessly awaited event of the fall television season.
Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you tonight. For many Americans today, it was back to work and back to school.
Couric is smooth, seasoned, warm, and classy. She did not disappoint. Her Today Show fans may have noticed a slightly newsier edge, as in this exchange with columnist Thomas Friedman.
We're a country that is seen widely around the world as exporting fear and not hope.
Is there any way to change
that? Back to that?
But how do you do that?
Couric is basically charged with mustering ratings for the lowest-ranking network evening news program. CBS brings slightly over 7 million viewers of the 23 million who watch such shows each week, according to a recent Nielsen survey. Once, network evening news dominated their time slot, with 75% of all viewers. That was before cable's rise in the early 1980s. Now, they attract an older demographic, only about 35% of all viewers. CBS News is also burdened with a 2004 story about the president's military service that relied on discredited documents. Longtime host Dan Rather stepped down last year. Katie Couric is seen as more of an entertainment personality than an anchor in the tradition of what CBS head Les Moonves calls the voice of God.
We have some very special baby pictures tonight. An exclusive first look at Vanity Fair's newest cover girl. She's Suri Cruz, daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Couric also introduced an upbeat segment about a Midwesterner who helps orphans, as well as a regular commentary in which the first guest made a plea for civility and moderation in political discourse. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.